You would be hard-pressed to summarize in a sentence the White House position on Russian election interference. President Trump said in Helsinki he was not convinced. Then he said he was. His own director of national intelligence, Dan Coates, said yesterday there is no doubt that Russia is trying to undermine American democracy. And Trump, in a new interview, says he would hold Vladimir Putin personally responsible for interference. This is Trump speaking to Jeff Glor on CBS.
You say you agree with U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election in 2016.
Yeah, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Okay, so here's a question out of all of this. Do Democrats have an opening here? The Washington Post ran a headline this week that said, after Helsinki, Democrats see chance to capitalize on Trump's embrace of Russia. Tom Perez is chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and he joins us this morning. Mr. Chairman, welcome back.
It's great to be with you, David.
So we're talking about protecting American democracy from foreign interference. Is this really an issue to, quote, capitalize on?
This is a sad moment. This week was one of the lowest moments in the history of the presidency. President Trump sided with Vladimir Putin over the intelligence community, over the interest of the American people.
Although he changed that position after Helsinki, we should say.
Oh, he twisted himself into a pretzel. Let's be clear. Since 2016, he has never wanted to side with U.S. intelligence agencies. He has continued to tweet. He's continued to raise conspiracy theories about this. This was an act of war. The DNC was one victim, but our bigger victim was democracy. The chilling indictment last week, these were acts of war committed by people at the highest levels of the Russian military. It's clear to me that Putin knew, that Putin ordered it, that Putin assented to it, and yet you had him on Monday of this week side by side, and he was Putin's poodle. And
but let me just ask you if
America
I can...
less safe.
Chairman Perez, if Democrats bring this up during this fall's election, I mean, one argument that President Trump has made is that the interference took place under President Obama's watch. Is that a legitimate point that the president and Republicans could bring up this fall?
Well, listen, the act of war is continuing. That's what we've heard, not from Tom Perez. That's what we've heard from our intelligence community. That's what we've heard from the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coates. This is a cyber war. It's continuing. We need the commander-in-chief to step up. And what we're going to be doing this fall is focusing on what I believe is the most important midterm of our lifetime. We're focusing on making sure Americans are safe. We're focusing on fighting for good wages, because the reality is profits are soaring, paychecks are lagging. We're fighting for health care. We're fighting for women's reproductive health and women's rights to control their own bodies. We're fighting for education. And frankly,
so it sounds
we're
like,
fighting
it sounds
for
like
our democracy as well.
It sounds like your party's not going to be, so, quote-unquote, capitalizing on this Russia issue. It sounds like you have some other issues on your mind.
Well, there are many issues on my mind, and more importantly, there are many issues on the minds of American people. They want to make sure that they have a fair paycheck when they work a hard day's work. They want to make sure they can form a union, and this court has been hostile. This administration has been hostile. We believe that health care is a right for all and not a privilege for a few, and we also believe that our democracy is at risk. Because the most important thing that we export in the United States is our values of opportunity, our values of freedom. And what we saw in this past few days is I think those values are at risk. America is less safe because he attacks our allies while he embraces authoritarian thugs. And that, for the American people, is very, very dangerous, because the number one job of the commander-in-chief is to keep us safe. And I think America is less safe under this president because he's unwilling to stand up to our most serious adversary in Russia, who doesn't want democracy, who is continuing to try to meddle in the United States.
Well, if I can, again, let me ask you about that specifically, because I do want to get to one final question. The DNC, I mean, as you mentioned, was hit by Russia in the last election. What actions are you taking ahead of the midterms, and are you working with the RNC to protect both?
Listen, we've continued since this hack occurred. We've hired one of the nation's preeminent companies that does cybersecurity. We have a chief cyber officer who is one of the best in the country. He was the chief cyber officer at Yahoo. We're working with the authorities, and we will continue to work with the authorities because
Tom Perez, sadly, we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. We really appreciate you talking to us this morning. Thanks a lot.